prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 26 June 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us. I know most of y'all are probably so excited tomorrow night you're going to get to watch Biden and Trump debate. Oh, how excited y'all must be. You probably can't sleep tonight, hardly waiting for that. It's like Santa Claus coming, right? But anyway, we're glad you're with us. And don't forget, this weekend, Lord willing, we are going to have Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can go to pastorbutch.com, pastorbutch.com, and click on Rumble, and we will be there at 10:30 a.m. And you can also listen on the phone at 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013. We were doing the first half hour as always. I'll be sharing some beautiful texts or notes I got from people listening to the broadcast, and just it makes me feel so good to actually blessing somebody. We'll be taking prayer requests and praise reports, 10:30 to 11, 11:30, 12:30. We're going to do Christian Worldview News. Oh my, I have got some stuff to share this time. Then from 1 to 2, we're going to explain to you how Sodom conquered America. How Sodom conquered America, actually conquering most of the world, but America, most of the West world, I should say, the Western side of the world is conquered. And don't forget, we're still offering, I don't know if they're all going or not, Lisa Hayne, let me know, but we've been giving away, we give away 4 free gifts because of our listener at Iowa, Jan. Send donations, say give away 4 Bibles, or what people might want. We already have 1 Bible going. I'm not sure what we'll have tomorrow because I haven't got the notes in from Lisa yet, or lady Esther's phone for us. But if they're not all going, you can still get a free copy of the King James Bible if you want it. Or I'd highly recommend the 3-hour teaching I did of United States and Prophecy. Folks, I promise you, if I'm not telling the truth, send them back to me. I'll be glad to send a refund. Just, well, if you're getting it free, it's okay. If you buy them, you get a refund if you don't think it's important. After you hear the teaching, you'll understand what's happening in the Middle East, who's doing it, what's behind it, and where it's at in prophecy. You understand what's happening in Russia and Europe, who's behind it, what's going on, and how it's going to affect the United States. Now, that's in the Bible. I read the scriptures where it is in the Bible. There's no denying it's in there. So if you want that instead of the Bible for a free gift, or if you want to order that, if the gifts are all gone, I cannot emphasize to you enough how important it is for that teaching, to get that teaching. Of course, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Now, next Thursday, we'll be closed, obviously. It's the 4th, so we'll not be in the office next week, but we'll be in the office tomorrow, God willing, to take phone calls and answer questions and whatever you want to do. If you just want to chat a while, if we don't get too busy, I love talking to you, you know that. But you can call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403. or 304-846-4448. Now, our guest tonight is somebody I used to do a radio show with three times a week. And she retired off radio. She did retire from working, just off the radio, and I missed doing the shows with her. We always had a good time doing them together. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Now, if you listen to this broadcast right now on 6115 Live, Melody Seastrom is paying for that hour. That's such a blessing to the ministry because shortwave is not cheap. That's why many people have had to drop it because of cost. And Melody's covered that for us for three nights a week so we could talk to you on shortwave on 6115 Live. And then at 11 o'clock Eastern, it's rebroadcast on 3215. So you have two chances to listen on shortwave. But she's been with me now as a friend and sponsor for many years. She and I go back several years together. I mean, several years together. She's the one that I bought the medals from. She's the one that sold some to pay for the house, pay off the house. Yeah, 17 years early. She's the one that sold some to have a surgery from a youngest son. She's been with me and my friend for a long time. And I'm honored to have her on here because this woman you can trust. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't have her on. I only get to lasso her once in a while, but every 2 months get her on. But she's been a good friend for a long time. And if you're going to do anything in precious metals, forget all the hype on TV. Those prices are jacked through the roof. Call Melody Seastrom, and she'll take care of you. And I want to make this one point, Melody, before we go any further. I was watching the other day, watching the news, and they come up with a Double Eagle silver coin. Oh, it's beautiful. You got to get this. Double Eagle silver coin. They're just a few going minted. You got to get it right away. And it's only $19.95. It's only a quarter ounce of silver, too, folks. So, think about that. When you think about it that way, that's $80 for an ounce. That's true. So don't fall for the hype of the coins on TV. Please don't do that. They make a fortune off of those things. But let's talk to Melody. Melody, are you there?
I am here. It's great to be here. It's very nice things to say. It is. It has been. It hasn't been that long.
Well, it's been 2 months.
Yeah, but you bug me every week.
I know.
<Just kidding. laughs> And I'm glad you do.
I mean, we do so many shows together. I feel kind of awkward. We don't get talked once in a while on the radio.
I know. So it's wonderful to be
here. And we always had a good
here.
Time doing them, too, didn't we?
We did. We did. And I get calls that people do miss us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I am. It means maybe we touch somebody and maybe help somebody. That's the idea.
Absolutely.
That's the idea. But you're still out there working every day, trying to help people understand the value of precious metals in a time of economic downturn. And I know I shared this with you before, and I'll share it again tonight for those people I know probably all heard it, but this really, when I looked this up, it stunned me, but it's true. Since Biden took office in 2020, now, folks, let this sink in. Would Trump be any different? I don't know. I'm not supporting either one of them. Some of y'all get mad when I say that. That's okay. Do whatever you want. But nonetheless, since Biden took office, if you made $50,000 in 2020, you got to make almost $62,000 to break even now. So in real purchasing power, the last 4 years, you've lost $3,000 a year in purchasing power under the Biden administration. Uh-huh. That's why COVID. What do you do to fix it? Way more stuff.
Is that Butch?
Okay, I'm breaking. I'm back on again. I hope it's working. We're going to fix this, folks, soon as I can, I promise. But anyway, we are suffering greatly under what they say is a slight inflation. $3,000 a year of purchasing power is not a small inflation, is it, Melody?
Not at all.
You know, and people still seem to hang in there and believe what they're being told. But so, what have you been seeing? What did gold silver do today?
Well, we've had a little bit of pressure on both gold and silver today. We have the dollar. You know, not that it matters, but it really does matter in the world of investing. The dollar soared to fresh 2024 highs as the Fed diverges from major peers, indicating that they're not going to have any rate cuts sooner than later. And so the interest rates is going to stay elevated. So, you know, gold falls, and it's like it truly is nothing. What has changed? If anyone can give me an idea of what has changed other than the Fed speak or the government speak, and all the whole world revolves around just those words. Even Greenspan had said one time, it doesn't matter what the Fed really does. It's just it matters what they say. And everybody reacts on that. So, heck, we've been in recessions. We had a recession during the pandemic. Right now, supposedly, we were in a housing recession, but nobody admits it. Nobody, they redefine it. Nobody talks about it. And so, therefore, it doesn't exist, even though it does. So, the world, I mean, it's, you know, so Butch, you know, you're really not as old as you think you are, because we can change reality, right?
Absolutely.
Reality sure doesn't matter anymore, yeah. But that is one of the pressures that we've seen on gold, is a stronger dollar. And so we did have gold correct quite a bit. Today we saw gold, it's hovering around the 2300 level. It was just down a couple dollars today, but this past week and a half, there's been considerable pressure.
But I remember when it broke 2000, and that's been a couple years ago now, a year and a half ago anyway, a couple years ago.
2000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when it started, when it was running like 300 to 400 an ounce. And that's been several years ago, but it keeps going up and up and up. Now, if you let's just say it's $500 an ounce 10 years ago, it's just a figure off the top of my head. How many times it went up then to reach 2300? I mean, think about that. That's a huge increase. I don't care what else you put your money into. You're not going to get a return on a $500 bill of $2,400 that many years later. It's not going to happen.
That's correct. So, you know, we'll see if it breaks through this 2300. I think we're going to stay here. You know, we've seen a strong resistant level here. It really built this bridge. So we'll see what happens. You know, things go up, things go down. And but you always have to look at the long term trend of what is actually happening.
You do. And we're seeing a lot of things happen financially in the world. That doesn't affect us overnight. I know that. But it does affect us eventually, and it's maybe slow at first. I mean, for example, Saudi Arabia, which has been an ally of the United States for many years financially with the petrodollar. And, folks, if some of y'all weren't even alive when it started back in the 70s, I remember this. I didn't know what was going on, but I remember this. All of a sudden, the world ran out of oil. Prices started going through the roof, and everybody's complaining and whining, whimpering. They ration gas and all this nonsense. Because of a deal made by our so-called government with the Middle East that said, if you'll back our dollar with your oil, make a petrodollar, have something to back it, we'll make you rich. They didn't lie to them. They did. Filthy rich. It made them rich. But now we have hammered so much in the Middle East, they're tired of us. Even Saudi Arabia, which has stood with us for many years, is going off the petrodollar, which means the price of everything will go up even more because the price of oil is going to increase for us. Now, this is what's happening. Now, Melody, how do you convince people and show them that it doesn't happen overnight? The dollar doesn't go to zero. It never will go to zero unless you just quit printing them, but it drops every day in value. I mean, a dollar's worth 3 cents of what it was in 1930s. 3 cents. So it's dropped almost to zero, but we still take it and use it because that's what we have. That's what we're used to, accustomed to using. So how do you explain to people that the dollar will never probably go away, so to speak, but it'll become less valuable every day?
And you're absolutely correct. I mean, look at the peso. That's been revalued how many times? And that's what the dollar will be done. It will be revalued many, many times. It's not going to go away. Oh, I suppose eventually, you know, when we're all gone, you know, maybe sooner. But that doesn't, you're right, it doesn't take away the point that the dollar is, it doesn't buy as much as it used to. You're losing your purchasing power, and people just can't grasp that. And, you know, with the what's happening with the petrodollar and everything like that, Biden was already over there supposedly trying to make a new agreement, you know, to sort of continue on with what we've been doing with them and providing military assistance. You can even read where, you know, none of that is even true. But Who knows? Somebody had to be buying our debt. And, you know, when we talk about the dollar getting stronger, that encourages foreign money coming into this country to buy our debt. That's what that all means, because our government needs them to buy our debt. And that's the whole picture. Because we've seen so many countries, yes, they are moving away. They are using other currencies. What it's telling me is the United States is no longer the leader, and it irritates me every time I hear someone say that our president is the leader of the free world. Well, what free world are they talking about? They're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be the president of the United States, not of the free world. But anyway, I hear that and I just want to scream. But anyway, so yes, you are going to see pressures on the dollar. But you know what? The people who have the wealth, the billionaires, these multinational corporations, yeah, they're getting hurt. But the people that are really getting hurt are the taxpayers of this country.
That's true.
The citizens of this country. You're the one that's financing the whole deal. You're the one that is getting hurt every day by your dollars buying less and less. Your food, everything else that you need, your electricity, your insurance, everything is getting more and more expensive. I went to the eye doctor today, Butch, to get some, you know, so I got, you know, a new prescription. Actually, my eye doctor said, you know, your eyes are better this year than last year. He says, that doesn't happen. He says, what did you do? I said, well, I guess I must have fudged the exam somehow. But what I got charged, these are glasses that you'd be able to buy. You used to be able to buy for $35. Now they put somebody's name on it, and next thing you know, it's going to $500.
$500?
It's insane. Ooh. It's insane.
My
and it's
goodness.
Like, I know, the frames are plastic. Cheap plastic. That's not that they're made out of gold or anything. So, I mean, it's, and again, I don't know. It's how people can afford it. I almost fall over.
Well, yeah, really.
And I went in there and said, I just went in there and I told the lady, I want an inexpensive pair of glasses.
I'm glad you told her that.
I know, me too. So, it's crazy.
It is. It is. And I'm not blaming the doctor per se. I'm sure he made a profit, probably a good one. But his prices go up also.
It's true.
You know, they go up also, so that just leads to more inflation. But I see, this is what I'm saying, $50,000 a year 4 years ago was a fairly good income. Today, you've lost $12,000 purchasing power over the last 4 years. That's a huge cut in your pay. When you think about everything else that we had to pay, we're not talking about maybe you're not in debt, maybe you don't owe anybody anything, but just paying insurance and power bills and phone bills and taxes, which about come due, by the way, next month, for property taxes, my favorite tax of all, ha ha. But anyway, those increase every year, every month, actually. And it really is starting to hurt a lot of people. And I say, I'm one of them. It's getting tight on me, very tight. So these are things that people have to understand. Preparation now for the future, especially if you're just getting started. But everybody, if I hadn't started back in the 90s when Bob Chapman and some others told me to do the same thing, to get a few coins when you could, and I did, I still been paying for a house. I'm 75 years old. So I thank God I listened to wise counsel. And if you're waiting for it, $100 worth or $10,000 worth, folks, it's worth it to put back. It's a security plan. No, I know one day gold and silver won't mean anything. But in the meantime, it's going to pay your bills. That's what God made it for. That's why he made it real money. That's why the Constitution even says it's only real money. It's the only thing you're supposed to use. So this is what we're seeing today. We got to quit pretending everything's okay, because it is not okay. It's nowhere near okay. And Melody, I still wonder if we're going to have an election. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I pray you're wrong. But I still wonder. And I still wonder if Biden's going to be the final nominee on this, because maybe after tomorrow night, we'll see what goes. I don't know, but this has been such a dividing factor now for 4 years between Biden and Trump, and I don't see it getting any better. Do you?
No, it can't, and it's the administration. This administration is truly pathetic. It truly is treasonous, and I don't believe. Well, you knew what my prediction was a year ago, and
right.
You're right. I think his ability tomorrow. I mean, my gosh, he's been practicing for a week. I mean, he's been in this position for 50 years or more. You think, you know, if he was fully capable, he wouldn't have to prep for a whole week, unless there's something else going on that we don't know about. But
I know this is a conspiracy theory, but I wonder if they can have a body double tomorrow night. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I'm just asking.
Hey, I have no idea. I have no idea.
I just can't imagine him being sharp in a debate. I just can't imagine it. Yeah, and Trump doesn't impress me, to tell you the truth. But I just can't imagine Biden being sharp enough to put a sentence together, much less do a debate. I said, after tomorrow night, we'll see what happens. But I'm just kind of curious whether it really be him or not. What's going to happen? Will he be kind of laughed off the stage for good? Only time will tell. But
you know what?
Go ahead.
What it really, and I know I'm going to get into trouble with a lot of your listeners, because I know a lot of your listeners like President Trump, and I see the attraction. I do. He talks about everything that, and that we sort of, I mean, we agree with. He's confirming to us of our ideas and what we believe. He confirms that, and he's so I get the attraction, but I think tomorrow at the debate for me is I'm going to see. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Just how sad that this is the best that we have, that America has come to this battle between two people that probably really don't deserve the position. And I mean, it is, I'm sorry, but they are old.
They are.
You know what I'm saying, Butch? I mean, this is sign of this. They are a symbol of this nation. This nation is old. We haven't been renewed. Our infrastructure is old. Our economics are old. All of our the things that we've promised to all these other nations, and so we're all based on, it's all old. Nothing has been, at least President Trump did try to update, you know, some of the trade agreements with NAFTA. That really didn't do anything. Did you see all these jobs coming back to America and money? No. Didn't do anything. It was, you know, moving around various parts of the NAFTA agreement and probably benefited the multinational corporations. So this nation is old. And it's dying. And the two people in that debate tomorrow kind of paints the picture for me of where this nation is. Where we are at.
I agree. And that's, that's sad. That's really sad. You know, one thing, too, I know gets a lot of people nervous, does mine, too, with Biden saying Trump will ruin our democracy.
Oh.
Melody, how did we lose the idea that we don't have a democracy? What happened? When did people start buying the idea that we're a democracy? I mean, all you have to do is recite the Pledge of Allegiance. They'll know that we're not a democracy. We lost that. We lost so many things over the years through repetition and the public fool system teaching our children about, you know, what we're supposed to be and what we aren't. But we never were supposed to be a democracy. But Trump ruined the democracy. Well, I didn't think he did anything the first time he's in. He talked a lot about all he ever got done. Maybe he'll do better second time if he makes it. I don't know, but I don't trust him, especially when his wife is meeting with the log cabin Republicans, which are LGBTQ friendly people. I know I don't trust him. Go ahead.
Most likely, any second term president are lame ducks. Nothing ever gets done anyway. And, you know, we see both of them had all the powers behind them in the first two years of their administrations. Biden had to do everything by executive orders, at least Trump. And I did see some numbers. A lot of things that Trump did do, it was done bipartisan, the things that he did accomplish. Some of the things were more bipartisan than just executive orders, where Biden, the majority of it has been executive orders. So, and I saw where the two federal judges had blocked his a student loan program that he was trying to do. So, you know, I don't know. We've got bigger problems than watching these two people try to win presidency, and about how much money they have earned, and about all of their woes, and both of them are woes are me, but those are all distractions, Butch.
They are.
These are distractions. And that's what they want.
People, this is for show and entertainment. This for entertainment purposes only. I know people have their mind made up already. Trump has a base that is not going to change his mind no matter what happens, and I'm sure Biden does too. So tomorrow night's debate, in my opinion, is pretty much meaningless because their mind's already made up. In mass. Not everybody, but in mass.
Absolutely. If they truly wanted to, if they really cared about this nation at all, not that I'm a fan of him either, they would allow Kennedy to debate. But, you know, they make their rules so strong that, you know, he couldn't pass their test in order to join in on this debate. So
that makes me question what they're afraid of.
Exactly.
It really does. I mean, if they're afraid to face their opposition, what are they afraid of? So that makes me trust him even less. I don't like Kennedy either. But when they shut somebody up because they're afraid of what he might say, how do I feel comfortable with somebody that's afraid to face something somebody else might say? Melly, this is not rocket science. This really isn't. I mean, you and I have been together quite a few years, doing a lot of radio shows together. And we've seen so many things happen in the last, since we've been on the radio together, so many things happen. That 20 years ago would have been unthinkable. But now they're commonplace.
They are.
You know, we're going to break already. Like paying off student loans. 20 years ago, that wouldn't have been mentioned because people wouldn't have stood for it. But today, it's different, isn't it? Back at the break, folks, and your phone call next half hour. We want to hear from you. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back and already on the downhill half of the broadcast night. I'm enjoying very much. You know, I know some of y'all probably don't even, not interested in what we're talking about. Probably, well, I don't do that. I don't need that, whatever. All we're doing is sharing what we've experienced ourselves. I'm sharing from my heart as a friend, as a brother in Christ, as a pastor, what made a difference in mine and Marcia's life. And I'm serious. That's all I can do. I contain the Bible that gold and silver is the only thing that God recommends is lawful money. It's in the Constitution, so I don't understand why we have such a hard time about that. I really don't. Matter of fact, Melody, I want to share this for you quickly. I went to the bank today and paid off a credit card. I paid off every 2 weeks. It was higher than I thought it should be, so I got a printout right on the spot. Found out that some crooked outfit called Apple.com had hit my credit card for like $140, $130, $140. So I took it. I went in to see a gentleman who worked at the bank and said, this is what happened. Of course, he straightened it up and took it out. And, of course, I have to get another card. But he said, you'll get credit for that. But the point I want to say was he was sitting there talking to us, and he knows, he'd known me for a while, and he knows I'm 75 years old and tried to be retired. I told him what I'd done prepared for the future with some precious metals and how it worked. He said, do you know how rare it is to hear somebody your age actually share that they actually prepared for the future? They actually planned for something other than just their Social Security check? And I said, well, I really hadn't thought about it much. He said, they come here all the time. They can't pay their bills. They can't keep caught up because they're still paying things they should have paid off years ago, but they didn't have the money to do it with. And he said, if people would just plan ahead, and I say that with a humble, I'm not saying this to brag on myself. I'm not bragging on me at all. It's because of the grace of God, I listen to wise counsel. But he said, people come in at your age and they're struggling just to keep the power bill paid. And I know that's true. So, folks, if you can do something to plan, I don't care if you've got 6 months left of time to do it or 60 years, plan for the future. We're trying to tell you some wise counsel on this thing that I think that you need to pay attention to, because if you don't, you're going to end up one day, maybe, God forbid, where you're going to have a hard time just keeping shelter over your head. And that's the truth. Go ahead, Melody. We'll take a phone call in a second. Go ahead.
You know, what's interesting is I know quite a few people that have retired, and their financial planners, when they were going through the process of retiring, told them not to pay off their homes. Of course, this was when interest rates were a little bit lower, and they said, you know, don't pay off your home, take the mortgage out, and then use that money to invest in the stock markets and live on that, and, you know, and go spending. And that's part of the reason why we see that all these stock market prices, and they do everything that they can to keep those numbers high. You have a large amount of people, retirement accounts and all that money. I mean, and you can see it. I see a lot of the people that I know that are retired that didn't pay off their homes. They have mortgages and their retirement and pensions. They worked hard for that money, so I'm glad it's doing well for them. So don't get me wrong there. But you can tell when the stock market is high and they're making money on their paper investments because they're remodeling their homes, they're buying new cars. You know, they're doing all these little things that, you know, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago during they didn't do when the markets weren't as vibrant as they are today. So it matters a lot. But these people are being told, don't pay off your home. Don't pay off your home.
Your home is your biggest asset as far as, and liability, by the way, too.
And they say, use your money now. Why do you want to pass it on to your kids?
It's biblical to pass on to your children. It says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So that's Bible, folks. I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm just saying it's Bible. That's a heritage you pass on to your children. Go ahead, Millie, finish your thought, then we'll take a phone call.
So, no, that was just, I'm finished. We can take the call.
Let's talk to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, welcome, man. Heard from you for a long time. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm still getting by, and I hope that you, Pastor Butch, and Melody, I hope that you all are doing well.
Well, we're doing okay.
Hi, Joe. It's good to hear your voice. Hi.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It's good to hear you on Butch Paul. Okay, I wanted to make a comment on a couple of things that you've been talking about. First, the election. And here's the way I see the election. You know, I'm not madly in love with either Joe Biden or Donald Trump, but there's two people that have any kind of a realistic chance of being elected president in this next election, and that's Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And if Joe Biden is elected president, then I think things will be a lot worse in every department in this country in 4 years. And if Donald Trump is elected president, I think the economy will be a little bit better. He'll get oil production increased in this country, and he'll bring some manufacturing back to this country. I think that'll bring inflation down somewhat because we won't be having to borrow so much money to buy stuff from overseas. And I think he'll cut taxes a little bit, so that'll help improve the economy a little bit too. And as far as foreign policy goes, I think that Trump will somewhat improve our relations with China and with Russia. And one thing I don't like about Trump is his absolute support for Israel. But I think as far as the rest of foreign policy, I think things will be somewhat better under Trump. So, and I think maybe in some other departments, there'll be a little bit more of a return to an atmosphere of somewhat of normalcy in this country as far as social conditions go. So, in other words, what I'm saying is that I think if Trump becomes the next president, things will be in many departments a little bit better, whereas if Joe Biden becomes the next president, then things will be a lot worse in every department. So that's why I plan to vote for Trump. And the other thing I wanted to comment on was the Democrats
saying
that
Trump
wants to...
Who are you going to vote for?
I'm planning to vote for Trump because I think that things have a chance of getting a little bit better under Trump, whereas under Biden, things will be a lot worse. And that's the reason. He is the lesser of the two evils. In fact, there are some things about Trump that are good.
Yeah.
And as far as democracy goes, as far as the Democrats saying that Trump wants to destroy democracy, there was a document discovered in 1917 called Communist Rules for Revolution. And one of them was always preach true democracy, but seize power as quickly and as ruthlessly as possible. So
yes,
the Democrats say they support democracy because that makes the people think that they want the people to be in charge. But really, the Democrats just want power for themselves. And whenever the people vote for something that the Democrats don't like, the Democrats get a judge to overturn it. For instance, some years ago, the people of Arkansas voted 75% to put an amendment in the Arkansas Constitution to define marriage as only between a man and a woman to stop homosexual marriage. And the Democrats didn't like that, and they got a judge to overturn it and say it was unconstitutional. So they don't believe in democracy, but they preach democracy because they want the people to think that they care about the opinions of the people.
Well, you know, I got to say this up front. Both sides are untrustworthy. You know, both sides are not worth trusting. I have to say it right up front. I cannot vote for less two evils because the Bible says a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. Evil's evil. Some less, I agree. But but I can't do that. And I watched Trump through the first post in office. He talked a lot, but he didn't do a lot. And I understand maybe they was crippled from the beginning in some ways, but he had the power of both houses for 2 years and didn't accomplish a whole lot of anything. And I do believe, of course, that's because Republicans are rhinos, a lot of them, and he really had nothing to work with to speak of, but he had his fair chance. But again, I mean, you got to do what you think's right. That's what you got to do. That's what free will is all about. So if that's what you think's a good thing to do, Joe, I'm glad you're out there saying that.
You know what's interesting?
Okay, well,
you know,
I agree with. Yeah.
I was just going to say one thing I do think Trump would be better at is, of course, the border. But then when I go back and look at the years when he was in office and we saw the numbers decline, it was really after the pandemic started. You know, then they did shut down the borders and you didn't have anybody coming in. There were some things and so forth. And certainly, you know, what he did compared to what this administration is doing is the difference between day and night. You know, I mean, it's the conditions that this administration is doing down there is just horrible, absolutely horrible. And that is one thing. But you know what? The damage has been done. I mean, the damage is done.
Well, Trump says he wants to have a massive deportation, so I'll take him at his word and say, yeah, well, that would be good. I'll vote for him for that.
Now, how's that going to happen? How's that going to work?
Well, if there's really the will to do it, it can be done.
They don't even know where the people are. It's one thing to say it, and it's another thing to do it. How are you going to gather 5 million people? They don't even know where they're at.
No, law enforcement is very competent, and if the political will is there to tell them to go ahead and do it, you know, they'll be able to do it.
Well, there's one thing for sure. Time goes on, and there is an election. Somebody's going to find what's going to happen real soon. We're not that far away. I cannot believe that close to November. It must go by so quickly, Joe. Only time's going to tell what the future holds, but I appreciate you being out there. You haven't called for a long time. It's good to hear from you.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For letting me say my piece on the air here today.
Well, that's all right. This is what this is all about. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. I've been alive in this country for a long time, LD, 75 years, three-quarters of a century. That's a long time in this world. And I got to tell you, sometimes I get very frustrated with it. But I haven't seen any administration improve this country to any means or any degree that's worth mentioning. I watched them from Eisenhower on up through Reagan, all the rest of them. I haven't seen anything change for the betterment of this country that made a change for the future. None. Very little, if any. Go ahead.
I mean, I see Joe's, you know, points regarding Trump, and, you know, I can't disagree with them, but I see things differently. If Trump gets in, there isn't anything that gets fixed. It's just really kicking the can. In 4 years, we're going to be right back where we are.
About administration. Go ahead.
Hey, my point is, let's get her done. So, you know, how far can the longer we kick the can down the road, the worse it's going to be.
That's true.
We're too deep in debt to do anything. The only thing any administration can do is Band-Aid the things. I mean, Trump did say in his previous, you know, prior to his, during his first campaign, that he would revalue the treasuries, the debt. Well, you know, he doesn't talk much about the debt now. He just talks about how much, you know, this past administration has increased it. I haven't heard him here. Of course, I don't listen all the time to him, but, you know, what he says, but maybe he has addressed, how are you going to fix the debt? We don't hear of any programs that are going to be initiated going forward. How are we going to go forward? They're just both defending what they've done and how bad each one is. But what about going forward? How are you going to do it? Give us an idea. Give us a plan. There isn't any. They can't have any plans because we're too deep in debt. You can't fix things. You can't create. look at any household. When you're in debt, you got debt too great. What can you do? You're constantly trying to figure out how you're going to have Peter pay Paul. That's all. That's your focus. You can't do anything else. You can't go out and look for a new job. You can't go out and fix the roof on your house. You can't do this. You can't do that. You're focused on just surviving and trying to avoid bankruptcy. And that's what this nation is doing.
Well, so, as you said, the kick can down the road our lifetime and beyond. They've kicked the can down the road at least since 1913. They started kicking the can down the road in debt. That's when we started doing that big time. Devalued the dollar with the taking gold out, backing out of it. Then, of course, in 64, the silver. We kicked the can down the road. Every administration, I don't care whether they're conservative, liberal, or moderate, all they've done is put a patch on another patch on the Band-Aid that's covering the hole in the dam, but it's not really covering the hole. That's what we've seen happen.
And that's the power they have over the people of this country. Who pays for that debt? We've been not only enslaved by our own personal debt that's out there, but also by our government's debt. We owe that.
We do. Well, that's why they use us as collateral for the national debt. That's exactly what we are.
Yes.
That's what we are. Folks, that's a fact. Your birth certificate is nothing but a certificate of ownership. That's all it is. You're just collateral. You're chattel. But this is a point beyond that. Why do we keep doing the same stupid things over and over? One of the signs of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a change. It ain't going to happen. You may delay some things. Now, I'm not saying that you may not delay something that's inevitable, but it's still inevitable. You're not going to stop it unless you make a huge change, and it's just not going to happen. The people are still lining up to vote Democrat or Republican. That's been going on about a lifetime beyond. Very few independents ever make the office this country, especially on a national level. Very few. They just can't. And if they do get in, I mean, look at Barney, what's his name, in Vermont. He's independent.
I was thinking of Barney Fife. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand. But he's, I mean, look what he is. He's nothing. He's useless. But he's independent. So what did he change? Well, he changed a lot. He bankrupted more of the country. This is, folks, we want your opinion. Your opinion matters. 844-769-2944. I used to be really, I know you know, nobody's going to believe this, Melody, because I still am kind of a shy person. I'd just soon be the one that sits in the back of the room, listen to somebody else speak. Unfortunately, I've been called to the platform. So I've learned to share what's on my mind. I would be too insecure to share my thoughts, because what's my thoughts mean to anybody? Well, your opinion matters, folks. And I learned a lot of wisdom from other people that know something more about what I'm talking about and what I do. And that's pretty easy done. I love to listen to people's opinions and learn from them. My facts and the proof that I've seen is, Melody, nothing's going to change after November. There may be a few things. Maybe Trump will get in and pardon the J6ers, which he should have done before he left office in the first place. But all these things, maybe there'll be some changes in that way. But overall, America is not going to come out of this. Cannot come out of this. We're too far into it. We're not going to get out of it. It's impossible. There's not going to be any jobs come back to country. As Ross Perot says, they went south and wherever they went, it's a big sucking sound. The sucking sound is not going to reverse. It's not come back, is it?
They've been talking about bringing jobs back to this nation. You're going to see some jobs trickle back, but nothing meaningful. I mean, what do you think these 5 million illegals are going to be doing?
Absolutely, I agree. And in the meantime, we're going to feed them, clothe them, house them, at our expense. But up until the 50s and early 60s, America did feed itself, clothe itself, and take care of its own. We fed most of the world. Now we can't feed, clothe itself in any way, shape, or form. We don't have the ability to do it any longer. We now are a country that imports our needs. We no longer make our own. And that's because the so-called free land of the free, the government is shutting down businesses and homes, businesses and farms by the hundreds of thousands to give conglomerates the power to control us. Anything you want to add to that, Melody?
No.
I mean, I get frustrated. Should I get frustrated? I don't know if sure or not, but I do.
It is frustrating because, you know, we do kind of always hope that someone, somewhere, somehow, something will make a difference. And But then when you think about what the difference has to be in order to address making that difference, that means we all have difficult times. Because where we are at today, I mean, look at the number. I mean, I get things in my email all the time about, oh, we're heading into World War III and blah, 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 blah. But in order to fix, we have to go through some troubling times. And I think most of us would be willing to go through those troubling times if we could just get a portion or some sense of our nation back.
I agree.
That we once enjoyed. But I don't know, Butch. Maybe we're not willing to really go through what needs to be done.
I think in mass we're probably not, Melody. I don't mean to discourage anybody, but I think in mass we're probably not. Long as the cell phone works, the TV works, and I got enough to buy me a six-pack of beer and watch the ball game, I'm pretty much content. That's what most people think about. They're not worried about it. I've been told, I write a lot of different articles online and post things. Most of them agree with me, a lot of them, some of them don't. They go, oh, we don't have to worry about what's right and wrong, what God says. We do what we want to do. I say that's why we're in the shape we're in. So I don't think anybody really wants to change unless it's something that's not going to cost them anything. And Melody, the only way it would change is to go back to something like sound fiscal policy again. We hear from time to time, well, this state's going to go back to back and there's something with gold. I haven't seen a mounting thing yet, have you?
No. No, not at all.
You know, I mean, I keep hoping maybe one day someone jump up and they'll fix that for their state and show others how to do it. But it hasn't happened yet. They were putting out dollar bills or bills a while back with a little bit of gold in them. You probably read about that, right?
Yeah.
They actually had gold in the bills. A little bit of gold in the bills. There's going to be a thing that fixes everything.
But I don't. Well, I'm not sure they were minted by the government, but
no, they weren't. No, they weren't. They were
a private
private group. But that's what you're going to. I mean, that's how you're going to say
it. It really wasn't a dollar. It was kind of a gimmick.
Yeah,
but
it was a novelty.
Yes,
like the two headed the double eagle, the double eagle silver. Coin that advertised on TV for 1995 and quarter ounce coin. It's a double eagle and it's beautiful and it's shiny and it's only $20. You get a quarter ounce. Well, what can you buy for $80 away an ounce of silver, Milton? You get at least 3 ounces in, like at least 2 ounces now, can't you? 2.5?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I heard an advertisement from a company today where you could buy a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle at spot price. And it was a radio advertisement, so I couldn't get all the details, and I didn't see the details, you know, as I was driving. I heard it in the car, but you're not going to get anything at spot. Maybe spot. Yeah, I'll sell you a gold coin at spot, but then I'm going to charge you, you know, $300 for shipping or something. You know, $75 for shipping. Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, but that's how the world, you know, we just accept all of these fairy tales. If it's too good to be true, that's the most important, one of the most important. If it's too good to be true, it probably isn't. And we have to remember that.
True. Now, what is a good buy, Melody, on precious metals right now? Well, if somebody calls you tomorrow and says, I got $500, $5,000, what's a good buy?
Everything. We just saw gold prices drop almost $100. We saw silver prices drop almost $2. Everything is a bargain out there right now. And I know people that bought maybe when the prices were a little bit higher. You can't look at it that way. Oh, I bought higher. I'm not ever going to buy again. No. Look to the future. Where do you think we're heading? I don't know if we can call this the early stages anymore, Butch. Maybe we're middle stages, entering into the middle stages, maybe, but we're certainly not at the end stages. We still got a ways to go. But the trend is, what else are you going to do?
I agree.
What other investments, what other item can you purchase that will protect your purchasing power? So Gold Eagles is a great buy. Silver Eagles is a great buy. Even if you're just wanting some silver investments, the 1 ounce silver rounds are a great buy. The $20 gold pieces, they're a steal. They're a steal right now. And yet there's so many dealers, you know, I'm sure you've heard them on the different rate. Oh, you don't want those $20 gold. Yes, you do. But what they don't want to teach you is why you want them and allow you to make that decision. They want to tell you what you should buy instead of giving you options of what you can buy and allowing you to make that informed decision on what best suits your needs and your dollar amount that you're looking to invest. Are you looking just to buy some 90% in order for bartering? We have that. Are you looking to convert your IRA into precious metals? We have that. Are you looking? So everybody, I don't fit everybody into that square peg. And we listen. And that is what your dollars buy for you when you buy from Discount Gold and Silver. You get a great, you know what you're buying. Nothing irritates me more than when someone calls me and says, I really don't know what I have. You don't know what you have. So know what you have. Know what you bought. This is a big deal. This is your hard-earned money that you're converting into real money. So give us a call.
800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. If you buy something and don't know what you have, folks, probably somebody's pressured you to buy that. They didn't take time to explain to you what you're doing. Melody will take time to tell you, this is why you have this. This is what it's for. She'll take time to do that. That's why I have dealt Melody exclusively for a long, long time. 800-375-4188. Call Melody tomorrow. Talk to her. And by the way, you might want to thank her because she's listening on shortwave. She's paying for the shortwave time right now. She really is. And, folks, that's a big hit. That's a big hit for our ministry. We do appreciate her. Melody, we're down about the last minute or so. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, it was great to be here. It was fun to be here. And you really should have me on more often.
I'm putting some pressure on you
in front of all your listeners here.
Okay. Hey, folks, I'm going to have you on next month. I bet you I won't get it done, but I'm going to try. Anyway. Melody, it was good to have you. It's been a lot of fun, as always, with you. And thanks so much for what you're doing and trying to.
Thank you for what you do,
too. I appreciate
it
very much.
Thank you.
I'll be talking to you again in the near future.
All righty. Good night.
God bless. Folks, I love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. I hope you call and talk to us. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.